If this day was to decide her life, her very fate, so be it. Dagmar was the first to speak. I was called to Lady Ethelfled. It is true what she told me, that Pega made swift decision.
Rald nodded. I spoke to her and to Pega. All was decided before I did so. The marriage with Pega will be annulled.
Dagmar could scarce say the next. The sudden finality of it was much to compass. The consequences were vast, and her heart racing from fear. Rald could be vilified, and she most certainly cast as evil incarnate.
No one will understand, was all she could utter.
Rald counted her claim in words low but steady.
My father, he would understand.
I know it. And Kerridge.
Both men were far away, and neither had met her. They could be of no aid to Harald. Dagmar drew a breath, tried to steel herself from the tumult in her breast. She could scarcely voice her question to him.
Could it mean war?
Rald shook his head. Edward and the king himself, they have been well disposed to me. My stance in upholding the peace has not altered, will not alter. Pega will receive all her goods back. And I have forfeited my claim to the bride price. I want none of it. As recompense for the distress caused, it was indeed a large gesture.
I will lose Elkiver, he said next.
Also, Elswith. The first, though cruel, was to be expected.
Elfgiver must remain with her mother, Dagmar murmured.